AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Thousands of people have fled wildfires that are burning from the northwest to southern California. Latest evacuations coming in Washington State, where nearly 3,000 people have been ordered out of a 155-square-mile area near Chelan. Mark Hopkins, a farmer in Addy, Washington, tells KXLT-TV he and his neighbors are working to keep the flames from their homes and outbuildings.
Our state's resources are stretched so thin, so it's just up to us to defend our own property. And that's what people do. People come together and help you defend what's yours.
National Guard helicopters and crews working with firefighters in several states. The Interagency Fire Center says some 200 active duty federal troops will be in the field by Sunday. A now 19-year-old is on trial for rape, accused of attacking a 15-year-old in their New Hampshire prep school only days before his graduation in June of 2014. Prosecutor Catherine Ruffel, in her opening statement, says Owen LaBrie plotted to attack the young St. Paul School freshman.
He thought about this for months, how he made a plan, and he executed the plan in an isolated, secluded mechanical room.
In an interview with police, LaBrie spoke of a school tradition called the senior salute, in which boys about to graduate attempt to score with younger female students. The Obama administration taking another step to curb climate change. It wants to cut methane emissions from U.S. oil and gas production by nearly half over the next 10 years. No one was hurt in a second explosion in Bangkok, Thailand, at a ferry pier used by tourists. Police think it may be connected to Monday's bombing at a downtown shrine, which killed 20 people. Australian tourist Durian Ryder was close to Monday's blast.
Maybe 50 meters away, I heard the big bang, and I look back, and I see people screaming, and I start running.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 17. This is AP Radio News. It's been a good year for home builders. AP's Josh Boak reports from the Commerce Department says single-family home construction jumped 12.8% last month.
The pace of housing starts for single-family houses are at their highest level since December 2007, right when the Great Recession began.
For the year, all housing starts have jumped by more than 11%. Today's report also shows a potential future slowdown, as the number of building permits fell by more than 16% from June's eight-year high. A 93-year-old veteran of the famed Tuskegee Airmen was the victim of crimes twice within a few minutes Sunday in St. Louis. Police say the man got lost trying to find his daughter's home, and when he asked for directions, the man stole his money instead. He tried to follow the robber but lost him and stopped to ask two men for help. They took his car. The car is still missing. No arrests were made. The veteran was not hurt. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.